Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Yeah, you know, we mentioned this earlier. Bob said that it sort of takes away from the specialness of the 4th of July show if you do it every Wednesday and Saturday in Chicago, but they do over Navy Pier.
Wednesday, Saturdays, and when the White Sox hit a home run.
Yeah, which was three times this year.
Right, three. Exactly. So this year's been okay.
Yeah. Then they do it on July 3rd. Arlington Heights, they've got a parade at 10 a.m. on the 4th. I'm just looking at some of the areas that you may be living in or nearby and listening to. In Oak Brook, the annual Taste of Oak Brook returns at 4 o'clock on July 3rd. Fireworks at dusk. Oak Park parade at 10 a.m., but no fireworks this year. In Little Ottawa, fireworks at 9 p.m. over the Illinois River. Everybody gathers around the high school and in the stadium there, and they watch the fireworks go off. Best fireworks display I ever saw, though, is in Rochelle. They have a downtown parade that kicks off from City Hall at 11 a.m. on the 4th. Fireworks will be at dusk on the 5th at Atwood Park. I don't know what else they're spending their money on in Rochelle, but whatever those things cost, it must be expensive. They're spending the money right. It is really a fun show. It's a nice little town, Rochelle. Naperville, Salute will be at Rotary Hill July 5th through the 7th. All kinds of things going on in Naperville for the 4th of July, and the fireworks will be at 9:30 p.m. July 4th. A couple of notes there, but what about those drone shows? This is WGN. John Williams here. Okay, so this is Zach James. He's the head of operations at Chicago Drone Light Shows. Hey, Zach, you're on WGN. How are you?
Hey, John, I'm good. How are you doing?
Tell me about your business.
Yeah, so we are originally a fireworks company. We've been doing fireworks for about 35 years. And just a few years ago, got into the drone light show business. We've been doing it for, you know, all around the Chicago area. Like, obviously, the name implies Chicago drone light shows.
And do you still do fireworks, or are you all in on the drones?
No, we are still majorly a fireworks company. I am actually on my way to Barrington to shoot their fireworks show tonight, right now.
How about that? Tell me about the drones. How many of them will be in a show? How do you coordinate the positioning of them? Just talk to me a little bit about how a drone show happens.
Okay, yeah. So as far as drone numbers go, a show is anywhere from 100 to over 1,000 drones at once. A majority of the shows that someone will see, you know, at a municipality is anywhere from 150 to 350 drones. And you can think of each drone as sort of one pixel in a picture, and we go and we take that 150 or that 1,000 pixels, and we paint big pictures in the sky and make animations and things like that. The drones themselves all just operate off of, they're all completely autonomous, so basically we pre-program everything, hit go, and the drones take off and fly themselves, and, you know, for a 10 to 15 minute show usually.
I guess you're dependent upon the battery power of the things?
Yeah, that's the real limiting factor on how long we fly for. And like I said, you know, 10 to 15 minutes. It depends on how active they are and going from shape to shape and how big all the shapes are.
Yeah.
If it's 10 or 15, but that's where we operate.
And then is it coordinated with music over speakers like those shows are sometimes?
Yeah, so it's almost always synchronized with music, and now we're taking it a step further and actually synchronizing it with fireworks, too, at the same time.
Hey, here's a tip. Don't shoot the drones out of the sky with the fireworks.
I know, and I'm not the person who wrote the check out for the fireworks or for the drones, but I have been warned by that person many, many times to make sure we don't do that.
So then they fly in formation, forming images, maybe a flag or something like that, and then they reconfigure. Who determines what the shapes or designs are? Is that a pre-programmed algorithm or software package you buy, or do you come up with it yourself?
So we work with whoever the sponsor of the show is to brainstorm ideas, and then I go through and basically hand place every single pixel throughout the entire show.
So does each drone then have its own sort of GPS coordinate? I mean, talk to me a little bit about how you do that.
Yeah, so each drone, 10 times a second, each drone checks its GPS location and then moves wherever it needs to go. And then we use what's called an RTK GPS base station. So the accuracy of each drone is within a centimeter or two.
Wow. What fun, huh? I mean, that must just be really a creative challenge and also a technical nightmare for you sometimes.
Yeah, it's way different from fireworks, where if I have a flare, the fireworks show is going to go. I always say the big difference is that when we start doing the fireworks, there's something that we're doing for 15 minutes. The craziest thing about the drones is they're all autonomous. So we kind of hit go and just sit on our hands while the show is flying itself.
Well, I guess you do a rehearsal beforehand?
Yeah, we will hover test them all, you know, however many drones we have beforehand. And then during the day, we'll take a half dozen or so drones and fly the show, the entire show, just to make sure we have good radio reception throughout the entire flight area.
What are some of the images that the drones will fly? What formations?
So we do a lot of patriotic stuff, you know, flags, Statue of Liberty, ringing bells, you know, the Liberty Bell. And then we'll also do usually something specific to the town or whatever venue is having us, you know, the crest, the logo, things like that. But it's really, you know, anything you can imagine, we can put up in the sky. You know, we've done cartoons, you know, guys playing hockey and hitting the ball back, or hitting the puck back.
I was just going to say, could you make the flag wave or the ball be hit by the bat? I guess so, huh?
Yeah, everything has some sort of animation to it, usually.
But then do you have to specifically say, okay, these five drones will be the ball. Now they're going to go here. Now I got a program to go here. Now I got a program to go here. Is it like that?
Yeah, it is. It's very time-consuming. Usually we're probably looking at 50-plus hours for any drone show and setting them all up like that.
Could you do the image of Bob Surratt, maybe make his face and make it fly through the sky, our morning guy?
Definitely could. If you give me enough drones, we could make it work.
So what if it rains or if it's windy?
So they'll fly in the rain. They're IP54 rated, so we can't submerge them, but they can get wet and fly. And as far as wind goes, they'll fly in up to 26-mile-an-hour winds. At least that's what we're rated flying. We've tested them in way worse than that, and they've been fine. So we can take a little more rain than fireworks, a little less wind than fireworks can.
Yeah. Does it happen sometimes where one of them malfunctions or the light doesn't come on and then you lose your mind?
Yeah, well, it's always hard because it's kind of hard to know what is going to malfunction before you hit go.
Yeah.
But we usually see, you know, if we're flying out of every 1,000 drones I fly, one or two just won't launch for some reason. It'll have an error and it'll say, it's not safe for me to fly.
Yeah, right. So I presume this business is expanding for you, Zach?
Yeah, we really found that our existing clientele, we push them on the 4th of July and we think it's best on the 4th of July to stay with fireworks. But forever, you know, municipalities and other venues around the Chicago area, drones are a great thing to add to events that do not have fireworks yet.
Right. So while fireworks might be, you know, bombs bursting in air, there's a certain patriotism to that, but it could be for any occasion. You could do it for the Christmas parade or something like that.
Exactly. We've had a huge amount of people reach out to do them with Christmas tree lightings, things like that. Summer concert series is also another very popular one, or county fairs too also.
Oh, no. So that obnoxious guy that's got Mannheim Steamroller playing out in front of his house at Christmas with the lights going all the time, now we're going to have Santa Claus flying over his house all night long? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you'll have a 400-foot Santa Claus flying up there.
All right. Well, it sounds like fun, Zach. Oh, where are you going to be this week? Where can we find your shows?
So we're mostly doing fireworks shows right now. Where there's one town that we're doing fireworks at, and I can't say the name because they're getting surprise drones also.
Oh, cool.
So that'll be cool, and no one's expecting it. They're just going to kind of pop up out of nowhere, and it will definitely blow a lot of people's minds.
Wow. Does the name of that town rhyme with Schnaperville?
It does not.
Okay, just one.
But I will say, you have said the name of the town in the past 10 minutes. I'll tell you that much. So anyone listening,
Pete, roll the tape. Okay. Do you have a schedule, though? I mean, really, somebody might want to travel if next month you're going to do a display somewhere. When can people find your stuff?
Yeah, so we'll be in Elk Grove Village on the 17th, Niles on the 14th, and the DuPage County Fair the 24th, 25th, and 26th. But the soonest one is at the Schaumburg Boomers. We're doing this is going to be a very cool one. It's Star Wars themed, drones synchronized with fireworks and music. It's going to be, I've been telling people, if you're ever going to go see one, that this is the one to go see. It's going to be amazing.
And we talk about the Boomers all the time here. What's the date of that game? Do you know?
The 12th.
The 12th of July.
So it'll be not this weekend, but the following one.
Zach James is the head of operations at the Chicago Drone Light Shows business. DroneLightShowsChicago.com. Zach, really fun, really fascinating. Continued success. Thanks for telling us how you do what you do.
Thanks for having me.